Hello, welcome to Newsbox. It is Halloween! Ooh. The 31st of October, 2006. Ow! Ooh. Woo! What's the Halloween noises? Racky bones.
Racky yaka!
We've both got Halloween socks on today. Mine have ghosts, Z's has skulls.
That's it, that's Halloween bit done.
Right, so we're going to do... We decided not to do a Halloween special, is that right?
Well, we've done the Halloween special.
Okay. Now going on to the environment special. What news about the environment?
Well, it's
well, good, isn't it?
There's been a damming report, and it looks like the world's going to explode in our actual lifetime. Not our kids. So, because it used to be we could go, fuck it, our kids can deal with it, and now...
Certainly, you know, in our youth, it was very much in 5,000 years' time,
yeah.
The Earth's going to be buggered.
And, I mean, look, it's a lovely day today.
It's not grey. Halloween-y.
It's a lovely day today. Can get tan out there. So there's obviously something wrong.
Are we going to go any further into it?
200 million people are at risk of losing their homes.
Because of rising sea levels.
Yeah. Britain could be completely submerged.
There's going to be a worldwide recession, worse than that caused by the two world wars, because of the global warming. So, I mean, that upside is they might be able to buy a house.
That's good.
40% of the world's animal species could be wiped out if global warming continues at the rate it's going.
The thing is that even if we do everything possible and there's no more emissions from this country at all, the rate that China is growing, it wipes out any good that we can do in this country. So the solution has to be global.
It does have to be a global solution, and there's no point everyone just going, oh, but even if we do something, they've got to do something. Someone just needs to start. Like Gordon Brown's the man. To start the ball rolling.
He thinks he is as well.
Well, let's see him do it. There's a sort of little chart here of what a 1 degree rise, 2 degrees in the temperature is going to, what effect it's going to have. I mean, just a tiny rise. 1 degree, you think, well, it's not very much. And certainly that's what's happened within our lifetime, I think, hasn't there? There's been at least that rise
in
the temperature. Small glaciers in the Andes disappear, threatening water supplies for 50 million people.
I mean, the good thing is, now that it's getting warmer at the Antarctic, we can pull up Shackleton's boat and get that stuck in a museum. Because before, you couldn't get to it because of the ice. So that's good.
I'd like to put
positive spin on it.
It's corporations. The individual, we can all do stuff to help.
Yeah.
But in the end, it's down to corporations, I think.
Yeah. Know. Tell you what, Marks and Spencers were talking about it on the Radio 4.
What was that thing you told me about yesterday? About the school runs?
Oh yeah, buying some strawberries out of season, carbon-wise, is worse than doing 30 school runs because of the distance that they have to travel. So don't buy veggies out of season and try and, you know, we need to try and encourage our supermarkets to buy locally, even if that means it's going to be a bit more expensive.
There's a thing they did, an experiment they did on the news this morning. They got some people to throw away nothing for a week, so they couldn't buy anything, the packaging they couldn't recycle.
Yeah.
It was quite interesting because there's lots of stuff that was out of their control, so they'd get junk mail through, mm-hmm. You know, like a catalogue that they didn't want, in some plastic, and they would have to throw away the plastic. It was very hard for them not to throw anything away. They did well, like only getting paper bags in the supermarket,
I mean, paper bags isn't great either, though.
Well, you can recycle them, though.
You can recycle them, but it's still...
They took their own cartons in to get them filled in shops and things like that.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's very serious, isn't it?
It was very serious. We really care, actually.
Let's go to the frivolous news. Richie Davis, 15, raided a depot in Orlando, stole a bus and drove the correct route for 30 minutes picking up passengers and collecting fares to live out his fantasy of being a bus driver.
Oh, that's very sweet. 101 Dining Rack.
That was a lighthearted.
Jonathan Ross attacked Heather Mills McCartney at the Q Awards. He said she's a fucking liar, but she's got two legs. So that's that.
Now the Q Awards. Yeah. Just a note on that. Actually, I'll do it later. I've got loads of stories about the Q Awards. Victoria Beckham's still popular. She did a signing of her book in Selfridges yesterday. She smashed all records, selling out her debut within hours. They had to get more copies. 3,000 fans were there and they had to stay open late.
3,000?
Yeah.
Who are these people?
Well, one of them was Aaron Husser, 21 from Manchester, who says she's absolutely beautiful, amazing. Spice Girls were amazing too. I think she should bring them back.
Gosh. Well, I'm glad it wasn't an embarrassment for her. I don't want to see her humiliated.
No, she had a lovely time.
But, and she is smiling, which is...
She's got a very spidery mascara on though, maybe that's Halloween.
Yeah, maybe.
Marty McCutcheon got mugged by a hoodie. Not very exciting. He jumped in her car and nicked her handbag. It's a bit scary. This sort of thing happens a lot. The interesting thing is, she was on the King's Road going to a chemist. You wouldn't expect it to happen in London's swinging Chelsea, would you?
I got egged on the King's Road.
Did you?
Yeah. It was awful. I was lost and I was egged.
Turns out King's Road not as swanky as we all thought it was, not as swinging as it was in Mary Quant's day.
No. Abu Hamza's son has been working on the tube. They've discovered him. I think he's been sacked. I've not read the story.
He has been sacked, yeah.
They spotted the hook.
Has he got this in?
He's got inherited the hook as well. He's inherited the hook and he's
Abu Hamza's trying to get off with all the charges because he says that there's too much media stuff.
You only have to look at him to know he's guilty.
So the Jonathan Ross thing, you just mentioned that, didn't you, about the Q Awards and him taking the piss out of Heather Mills.
Yeah.
Jonathan Ross was slammed yesterday for cruelly mocking disabled Heather Mills at the pop ceremony. Oh. Now the papers have been laying into her for weeks and weeks and weeks. As soon as someone makes a joke about her leg, that's it. She's poor disabled Heather Mills. Poor woman. I mean, obviously, horrible to lose your leg.
We saw somebody with, both legs missing yesterday.
Yeah, he was
and
quite jolly.
He was quite jolly. He was walking normally on his little pedals.
I mean, this is quite interesting, because what they've done is they've done a picture of her. Oh, poor Heather, disabled Heather Mills, in a hospital bed. They've got a picture of her in a stump. And she looks really attractive there.
Yeah, she was going, oh, look at me, look at me. I was a model.
She looks really great. Look how she looks now. Awful.
Well, she's aged and now she's pissed off.
She's lost loads of weight. I think in a good way. She's got bad hair. She looked much better when she was in a hospital leg with a stump. That's what I'm saying.
Stem cells. They've made the first mini livers. I don't know if you can eat them or not.
Onion. They've also been doing test tube koala bears.
Test tube koala bears as well.
Although let's clarify once and for all: koalas aren't bears.
No.
I'm still upset about that.
Are red pandas pandas?
I guess that's what they're called, Dan. But then you think a koala bear was called a koala bear because it's a bear. Who knows?
Write in and tell us if you work in a zoo.
Prince William, who's doing some training with a machine gun.
Yeah.
Lost the machine gun. with an L-86 rifle. He was given a rollicking. So he spent 2 hours pedalling around on a friend's bicycle trying to find it. Couldn't. Turned up, went home, got a rollicking. There wasn't any ammo in it, but if there had been, it could have fired up to 775 rounds a minute. If you're in Sandhurst, around Camberley Way, don't go out looking for Prince William's guns to try and sell it on eBay, because someone's found it and handed it in.
Oh, that's good.
So don't fear. Reese Witherspoon and her husband, Ryan Philippe, are divorcing after 7 years, which is quite sad. They're a very beautiful couple.
Oh, dear. I've never heard of him.
He's pretty.
Is he?
Yeah. He should have been, I think, Darth Vader or Anakin Skywalker in the recent Star Wars rubbish remake.
You should make a few phone calls.
Well, I was going to, but it's too late now. It's been
done. Well, now he's on the market. You could redo it. I mean, somebody made Manhunter twice, didn't they?
Manhunter.
Hannibal, whatever. That was made twice.
Manhunter was brilliant, though. Manhunter was much better than Red Dragon, or whatever it was called, the second one.
Well, you see my point.
Oh, I love Manhunter.
Brad Pitt's been helping out on a building site by carrying some cement around in his hands and grimacing.
He'd be better off using a wheelbarrow.
He looks like,
he's big into architecture, isn't he?
He looks like he's being about as much use as
chocolate teapot.
Don't know, Ku Klux Klan at a fairy party.
Or a chocolate teapot. Wow, this is interesting. Apparently, 2 million people in the UK don't have bank accounts. It's quite a lot, isn't it?
Yeah.
And what this means is they're missing out on online bargains. So, which is the most important thing that happens if you haven't got a bank account. I just don't know how you exist, really, but there we go. There's going to be a new scheme where you can get, like, a pay-as-you-go card that you take. It's almost like an Oyster... cross between an Oyster card and a pay-as-you-go mobile thing.
Yeah.
You get your card charged up with money, and then you can go and spend it on the internet. You know, get some shit off of eBay.
That's good. And will it... It can't go overdrawal.
No.
That's good. Yeah, that's useful. Lily Allen used to fancy rights of Fred. Did you?
No. They've never done it for me.
No.
You?
I don't think so. And they didn't repulse me.
I'm not saying I'm repulsed by them. There is a small space in between being attracted and being repulsed by someone.
Is there?
You're just all, like, slightly indifferent to them.
Well, so you don't... You neither want to fuck them nor push them off a cliff.
Weird. Julie Goodyear, a.k.a. Bettlich, has written her book. And I put an extract out in the Mirror today. It's the day I became a lesbian. She's had three husbands, and she didn't. It didn't even occur to her to be a lesbian until 1976, when a couple of gay friends of hers took her out on the raz, took her to a gay club.
Mm-hmm.
She's there in a gay club. Lots of women approached her, and she thought, "Oh, hang on, I'll give this a go." Now, here's the interesting bit. Suddenly, close up from behind my left ear, I heard another voice that sounded sober and friendly. I will call her no name to protect her present position in life, which is quite an elevated one professionally.
So she got Claire Short, Mo Molem. Something like that. Carry on.
Well, that's what I was going to say. That was it. That was the interesting bit. Somebody who's famous now. So there's only a very limited amount of famous lesbians.
Pamson Clement.
Moira Stewart. Patricia Rowlett. That's it. It's got to be one of them. She's younger than Julie Goodyear because she ended up getting it all got a bit intense.
Well, she's quite old now, isn't she?
Yeah. So I don't know which one that would make it really. Because I said they were all a similar age.
Yeah. Which one do you reckon?
I'm gonna go with Moira Stewart.
I can't imagine her in a gay club. But I suppose 1976.
Exactly. I don't think she was famous then. She was pleasantly boyish, had short cropped hair that was extremely well cut, and wearing a white open neck linen shirt and blue jeans. Looked extraordinarily neat and tidy. Can't imagine Pamson Clement being that neat and tidy.
No, and I can't imagine Moira Stewart, because I reckon it's one of the politicians. It's Claire Short.
Is Claire Short actually a lesbian?
Yes!
Is she though?
Yes, she is, and so is. The one who was the education minister. Most of them are.
The little boy one? His name, I can't remember.
Was she called?
Ruth Kelly.
Ruth Kelly, yeah, she's a lesser.
She's not, she's married with three small children.
She might have been once.
She's only about 10.
Elephants can recognise themselves in the mirror.
Yeah, I've heard about this. Quite interesting.
And they went and, when they got the chance to look at themselves in the mirror, they went and got some food and then went and sat in front of the mirror, watched themselves eating, and then looked in their mouths using their trunks. Pretty cool.
Pretty cool.
It means they're as clever as a person and a dolphin.
And some great apes, I believe.
Yeah.
Or grapes, as they're all finding. So the Q Awards, I'm back on that now. I instantly dismissed the Q Awards when I heard that they voted Oasis the best band in the world ever. That's taken their cred down. But then I was excited to see that a-ha won the Inspiration Award for for being just been knocking around a long time, really. But that's exciting. There's a lot of feuds. The Kooks and the Razor Light, they don't get on.
Right. Why not?
I don't know. Can't tell the difference between them.
We saw the Kooks, didn't we?
We did, actually, yeah.
The Top of the Pops.
I think I like the Kooks better than Razor Light. In America.
Rampton in America.
Primal Scream Bobby Gillespie was there. Somehow deciding to tell everyone that Kate Moss and Pete Doherty are engaged. It's not really his sort of role to be a gossip monger.
No.
But that's what he's in. Take That. Fallen out with the Arctic Monkeys.
Oh, that's a shame, actually.
They Take That won an award. I'm not sure. Let me just check what that award might have been. The Idol Award. That's because they didn't do anything for 10 years.
Right.
Oh, God's sake. And the Arctic Monkeys said, oh, we're too young to remember Take That, but we know they were bollocks. Marco had to be held back, little tiny Mark Owen, going, I'm going to get him.
Aww.
New dad, Mark Owen, he's angry. And then Oasis also had a go at Take That. And said that, it's lucky Liam's not here because he's a ditcher.
Mm-hmm.
Or something. So that's what happened at the Q1.
That's good. Yvette Fielding believes in ghosts after she saw some ghosts. So she's, you know, what, do you believe in ghosts?
No.
Not at all?
No.
Never, ever? No. You, no. Never, ever?
I mean, I'm not scared of them, but I don't believe in them.
Oh, interesting. So you are scared of ghosts, but you don't believe for a second that they exist?
I don't believe they exist.
Right.
It's not rational.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
But doesn't mean I don't get spooked out by spooky things.
Such as?
You know, doors slamming. Bells ringing. That sort of thing, yeah. I'm that scared. I mean, it gives a look on your face.
Humans? Human could be carrying Neanderthal genes.
Neanderthal?
Yes. So apparently, Wayne Rooney is one. And so is David Bickham's.
Some children's favourite snacks contain more salt than seawater.
Bloody hell.
I'm going to name them. Pepperami.
Oh, Quavers. Like Pepperami.
Dairy Leaf. Prawn scripts. Skips, essentially. They're all prawn flavoured skips. You don't get a different flavour. They're all salty.
Flamingos have erectile tissue in their bottom lips.
Cool.
Well, I can think of some other people that might have erectile tissue in their bottom lip.
Really?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Heather Small.
There's going to be a new £20 note coming out. It's going to have
David Cameron's on it.
Cameron on it, yeah. There's actually Adam Smith, who was an economics man. He was from Kirkcaldy. I know that. That's the only thing I know about him. I think a lot of... I think he was quite an inspiration to Thatcher, actually.
Oh.
But there's a lot of people saying, that's rubbish. We should have someone good like Winston Churchill flicking the bees on the £20 note.
What did he ever do?
Yeah. Agatha Christie, Jane Austen, Nelson and the Beatles were also up for the prize. But then, yeah.
What about...
No title.
What about House Marines?
They weren't nominated.
I'd be more inclined to carry cash. If that's what they're trying to promote. David Cameron went to the youth centre yesterday, played a game with some people, and one of them said, "You don't know your ass from your elbow, you bastard." Mr. Cameron laughed and said, "That's going to be a tough call."
Brilliant.
I don't know, I mean, that doesn't make sense as a response, but the youngster was guided away by staff, and then Mr. Cameron played a board game.
Sounds like a scintillating day. A mum slept as her two children saw ecstasy pills they found in her handbag. She decided then not to take them to the hospital because they might get taken into care.
So she let them...
She just let them...
sleep it off.
Yeah. And somehow she's got caught anyway. And the children have been taken into care. She's been sentenced next month.
That was a teacher. There's a smallest street in the world.
Mm-hmm.
2 metres. It's not that small. It's called Ebenezer Place. I like that because it's like mean street.
Yeah.
Small. But it's going to the Guinness Book of World Records. And a hotel owns the bit of the street. Said, everyone is delighted.
Over the bloody moon about
it's not like anything's different.
Carol Thatcher is to seek out the nation's best sausage sarnie as the face of British Sausage Week, which runs until Sunday.
That's not fair. Why isn't it me?
Well, because nobody knows who you are.
But
tell you what, Zina,
I'd be a much better person to talk about sausage.
This time next year, maybe you could be the face of British Sausage Week.
Let's make it happen.
Okay.
I mean, I bet I could eat more sausages than she could. I bet I could make a better sausage sandwich than she could. And I'm prettier than her. And...
But was your mum Prime Minister?
No. Not yet.
A load of sheep got in a woman's garden.
I was going to say, a load of sheep got in a woman's garden. They've gone now, it's fine.
Durex. I say, look out, there's counterfeit condoms on the loose. Why, of all the things to counterfeit, there can't be that high a profit margin in condoms, surely. I don't know. Anyway, there's some counterfeit packets of extra safe Durex. The ID number on the packet is 2060-4354. So have a look if you bought any condoms
the
recently,
thing though is
particularly if you got them from Lidl, I imagine.
If they're spotty or smell fruity, they're not real.
Yeah, the faked condoms have a fruity scent and are ribbed and dry.
Ooh, dry. I suppose is that for like a dry book? The M6 is the most haunted...
Oh, a lot more.
Road in Britain. Apparently someone's seen an army of Roman soldiers wading through the tarmac.
They didn't.
And some old people wandering around and are haunted van. What did you say? You said they didn't.
They didn't see you.
But if you saw that, would you shit yourself?
No, I test.
By the end of today, you're going to believe in ghosts.
There's a scary new film out, Saw 3. Apparently 3 people have passed out while watching it. It's so gruesome. Medics yesterday warned people against going to see the tour.
Sounds horrible.
Yeah,
let's go watch it.
It's got a lot of torture in it.
Let's go watch it.
Yeah, we could do it.
There's a new fashion out. It's rubbish, don't buy it. It's going to sell in Gap. It's kind of shirt dressing. To be honest, I've seen it all before. So they're probably overcharging.
It's on the Roland Moore design. This week's superfoods: oranges, kale, probiotic drinks and yogurts, whole grain cereals, eggs, sunflower seeds, Brazil nuts, lean beef, shiitake mushrooms and garlic.
What are you most scared about catching, disease-wise?
Ebola.
Ebola?
Yeah.
Okay, next.
Bird flu?
Really, more so than like cancer or
HIV. You can't catch cancer.
Well, get it.
Oh, right. Well, okay, I was thinking of actual contagious diseases, but to catch it. I'd be quite scared of cancer. And, yeah.
Well, apparently, most people are scared of getting chicken pox.
I've had that.
Me too, look.
What? Is that how you get your eyebrows?
No. Look.
Oh yeah, you got a little scar.
Chicken pox.
I finished my news.
Office party wise.
Mm-hmm. Are we going to have one this year?
Yeah. You can get... Companies can be sued if their choice of venue is ageist. So if they choose a nightclub and their tea ladies can't go, or don't feel they can, company can be sued by the tea ladies.
Well, they should choose. I mean, who goes to a nightclub anyway? They should go somewhere like get a theme night. You got anything more to say for yourself?
Heston Blumenthal.
Yeah.
Good name.
Yeah, he's the man who makes the scrambled egg. No. You know, he's... Oh, we're always talking about his weird food.
Ice cream.
It's not beef ice
that
cream.
That kind of
like
food. Bacon and eggs ice cream.
Yeah.
Yeah, great name though. Looks a bit gay.
I think he's quite attractive actually, more so than you'd expect.
And there's a picture of Norfielder with Snoop Dogg.
Yeah, Secret Policeman's Ball's on tonight at 10. I'm taping it. I would recommend you tape it because I went to see it. It was a mixed bag. You want to probably skip if anything because it's got Chevy Chase in it or Green Room, but watch the rest. That's it. We done.
Yeah, so...
Let's listen to all our many phone messages.
So
happy Halloween.
Happy Halloween. Try not to, get too much carbon. Stop breathing out carbon or something. Farting's okay.
Thanks for listening. Bye.